This podcast is sponsored by Rode Microphones, the Australian pro audio powerhouse making incredible gear for podcasters, vloggers, filmmakers, musicians, and audio engineers.
Welcome to another episode of the PhotoFacts Podcast. I'm Jim Felder.
I'm Robert Trawick.
Well.
Hey. Oh, had a little crackle in my microphone on that one.
I think we were blaring.
Were we blaring?
Yeah. Hello, everyone. Hey, thanks for coming back and listening.
Yes.
It's been a little bit since we had a recording, but we're happy that you're here.
We are happy that you're here, and you should be happy that we're busy.
Yes. Yeah, it's been busy times.
Because if you're not busy and you have time to listen to our podcast, then...
Yeah, hopefully we appreciate you coming back and staying in the know, because you know there's other podcasts out there, but we're happy you're here listening, because if you're hearing my voice right now, that means you did come back. Or if you're new, hey,
welcome.
We appreciate that too. Hey, you know what, while we're here, go to iTunes or any of your podcast listening devices or apps and give us a rating. Give us a 5-star and tell us that you...
Yeah, don't give us a 4-star.
Yeah, tell us that you love us and that we're awesome.
I think that would be a good thing. We do have a couple of reviews on there, but not very many.
Yeah, you are one of those. You're one of those reviews.
Hey.
I haven't put a review on my own podcast.
A little self-promotion. Speaking of that, since you brought it up, so I want to touch on something that happened today that I think is a little hilarious. And I am so sorry that I'm not going to remember her name. Do you remember our climber that we interviewed?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't remember her name either.
I can't remember her name.
Wasn't she Russian or something?
She's Russian. Yeah, yeah. Yes. And remember she was getting her van ready to do her van life?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So it's... oh, my God. I completely forgot her Instagram. Now I got to have to look it up. So I was on Instagram because I do follow her Instagram. I'm going to go to Instagram and find her. How do you find someone if you can't remember their name? But it's like...
That's true.
It's like Explorer, okay? I know this is...
Well, good luck with the Explorer, because that's a lot of...
You know, I really wish that... I really wish that on Instagram there was a way that you could just search your friends.
You can.
Like
following, like who are you following?
Well, when I hit search.
No, don't go search.
No.
Go to your profile.
Okay, I'm going to go to my profile. I'm on it.
And then hit on the far right, says following.
The far right says following, yes.
Yes, click that.
Oh, dude.
And it shows who you're following.
I did not even know that was a clickable button.
And then at the top, you'll see who are your followers and who are you following.
Oh, my God.
So you'll just have to scroll through all your millions of
followers.
No.
I'll just type, because I can type in Explorer, because I know she's... Okay, maybe it's not.
Oh, Explorer. Like that you're saying... I thought you were talking about go to Explore on Instagram.
Oh, no. I was like... I thought her name was Explorer. Oh, you know what? Hang on. I was having a conversation with her. Shouldn't that be like an activity or something on my Instagram? If any of our listeners out there knows a lot about Instagram, hit us up. We want to have you on the podcast.
Exactly. Well, what about your likes, like your heart down there? Has she liked anything for a while?
I don't know about it. No. Oh, there it is. Reckless Explorer.
That's right. Reckless Explorer. Yeah.
And her name is Yana.
Yana. Hey, Yana.
Okay. So she popped up, and here's the post. I'm going to show Jim. There's the post.
Oh, wow. That's
okay.
Cool.
And her van's done. She's been on the road for a month. She's celebrating her first month on the road in her van. And I saw it and I thought, you know what? I'm gonna do a comment, because I have heard that Pam Stukenborg mentioned this, if you leave a comment of at least 3 words and an emoticon or whatever, emoji counts as a word.
Okay.
That it helps your own algorithms on your Instagram.
Really?
Because it shows you as an engaged follower.
Huh. Oh, wow. Okay.
So I've been trying to do that to see if I can, you know, pick up some more people. So I went on there and, hang on, let me go. So, you know, she was interviewed by us on the podcast.
Yes.
And so was Mandy Lee, mandyleephoto.com. So I just put on here, hoping you and Mandy Lee Photo can connect on the road soon. I think you have more in common than both of you being interviewed on the Photo Facts podcast. Now tag the Photo Facts podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So then I switched over to our Photo Facts podcast account, and I pretended to be someone else and went, yes, maybe we can connect via Zoom for another interview when they connect in person. And then I went back as Treywick Images and said, Photo Facts podcast. Oh, yes. I bet Jim Felder would be on board with that.
So that's why I got tagged. I didn't look as closely on that. That's funny.
So it's kind of interesting. I'm kind of like flipping hats around.
Yeah, that's funny, though.
Trying to increase. So, yeah, I'll go leave reviews on our own iTunes. Maybe I need to do that. Maybe I need to get some of my other fake profiles on there.
Yeah, create some fake profiles and put fake reviews on there. Like, yeah.
Jim and Robert, so good.
But try to make it believable. Like some of these reviews on like Amazon and stuff, you know, they're just so generic and like, oh, you know, they're just wanting to get reviews. Anyway, so.
I'm actually leaving a comment right now, and I'm saying that we're listening. We are talking about you right now on podcast. Should be available later tonight.
Okay, so
all right.
As you know, you've heard already. If you haven't, Imaging USA is going to be a virtual thing, and I'm very disappointed because I was looking so forward to getting to go because it's just in our back door. In Dallas, and I really was looking forward to it, but
I don't know. Has it ever been in Dallas before?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either, because I think it always went San Antonio, Nashville, and Atlanta.
It could have been. I don't know, because I don't know why this matters, but Bure used to live in Dallas, and I didn't know that, but
yes,
he was talking about that.
He was a radio personality
Dallas. I don't know. Well, probably didn't. It doesn't matter.
Well, this whole COVID thing has been...
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really so over it. I know I probably shouldn't say that on the air, but I mean, I think that people are smart enough to be consistently clean.
Careful, yeah.
Careful.
Wise, and yeah.
So let's just open this puppy up and see what happens.
Well, I think that it's already been. I mean, even though, you know, it's just wear a mask, you know, at this point.
I think that's going to be
the new normal. And just social distance, you know, there's... You know, just heard today, I don't even follow sports, and it's like, oh, yeah, I get to see my Dallas Cowboys play. I'm like, really? Okay.
Was that today?
I don't know if it's today or tomorrow, or Monday Night Football. I don't know.
Well, I guess that's tomorrow.
They have Sunday Night Football, too, I think, but Monday Night Football's
tomorrow. We are like the worst sports
I know.
People ever.
I used to be so into that, but just I don't have time.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, the family used to watch OU all the time, and that was it. Who was the team? Steelers. I used to like the Steelers. And what's the other one? The Cheeseheads. What was that?
Dude, that would be Green Bay Packers.
Green Bay Packers, yeah. My son Tanner is a big-time fan.
I think that's still the only privately owned, but they have a word for it. It's like it's city-owned or something. They have a word for it. I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Somebody needs to like leave us a comment.
Yeah.
And tell us what it is.
Yeah, whatever.
But to get That'll tickets for that, it's like it takes a lifetime to get like tickets for it or something.
Oh, wow!
Like to get season tickets. Hmm. You know, it has to like, you know, if you have the seat, then you basically have to die before that seat gets opened up for someone else to bid on it or something. I don't know.
You know, speaking of COVID, you know.
Yeah, let's talk about COVID.
My kids are going back to school like full time now. They're all wearing masks. You know. Kindergarten and up, all the way to 12th grade.
In UConn.
I
don't know if that's in every place, but
I don't
UConn's
either.
Open up.
Yeah. So, and I think that somebody said that Mustang kind of follows, they both do the same thing that each other does, like, and the same thing when we used to be in a private school, they would follow what the local school district was, you know, they would follow their open days and close and all that, but
kind of like Walgreens following wherever CVS is.
right.
Have you ever noticed that? It's always
God,
on
yes.
catty corner from each
it's
other.
It's the weirdest thing, man. It is so weird.
I think it's great. You know, you just have one company do all the research on traffic flow and if this is a good place for a pharmacy, and then after they start building, you go, hey, let's put one right across the street.
You know, and I prefer Walgreens. CVS, here's what I think. CVS is the Target. Mm-hmm. Walgreens is the Walmart. Not because of the wall, but just Walmart. Here's the thing. Walgreens carries more normal stuff. I can go in there and buy a loaf of bread, you know, because I don't want to go to Walmart. I don't want to go to the big store. I just want to go grab a loaf of bread and maybe whatever, some gallon of milk.
Right.
I do that all the time because I just, and if I don't, if I need more, then I'll order it with Instacart.
So, That's funny.
Or Postmates if I want some food or what is it? The other one that starts with a B.
Dude, I have no idea.
Oh, what is that? I actually signed up to be a driver for that.
Bitcoin?
No. It's a food.
Hub Grub?
No, it's not Hub Grub. Close.
Okay. I'm trying to think of like apps I've seen recently.
God, I'm gonna look now. It's so stupid. Why do I have to look?
You look at it, and in the meantime, I want to bring up an interesting fact.
DoorDash.
DoorDash
starts with a D.
A D.
I was close.
Well, it's close. It's like a reverse B.
Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So, I'm just gonna jump on my miniature soapbox for a minute.
Oh no! Is this photography related?
No.
Okay.
No, not photography related. Okay. And I think that you're going to find this very
interesting.
Interesting.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, Terry has finally bought a Subaru. We have a brand new car.
Oh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that in itself should be a whole podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. However, in looking at the apps that are on the Subaru.
Uh-huh.
And they have, like, you know, you get the big dash and you have all the apps. And it has CarPlay.
Is it Android?
I don't know.
So is it like it's like an Apple TV? It's got all the apps and stuff?
Yeah, you got all your apps in it and stuff. Huh. And you have like Apple, like, you know, you hook your phone up to it. It has Apple CarPlay.
Oh, okay.
And then you have like your, you know, your Subaru Link.
Okay,
she can start her car from her phone.
Yeah.
Okay? It's really cool stuff.
Yeah.
And they have like some Subaru, because, you know, Subaru's kind of an outdoorsy lifestyle,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Terry and I are trying to change to be an outdoorsy lifestyle because we've been indoors so much. We're
we
have the weight to see.
Yeah.
One of the apps on there just shocked the crap out of me.
Okay.
Yelp.
Why does that shock you?
I hate Yelp.
Oh, I do too.
Like, totally with the passion.
Yeah.
Like, how does this thing not? How did Yelp not die with MySpace?
And that Yahoo. Isn't that a Yahoo
company? I think it's a Yahoo company.
Yeah.
And the only reason I've had dealings with them before, because I did advertise them with them at one time.
Yeah.
It took me 2 months to get them to cancel my membership. And then they kept calling and emailing me. Mm-hmm. And then I had some bad reviews on Tradewick Images of people that never even used Tradewick. They were in a different state.
Oh, God.
And they're like, well, we can't take off any of the bad reviews, but if you buy the business package.
Oh, yeah, then you can take it off.
Then you can respond to those so people don't. And I'm like, what? So Yelp has always been on my no-no list.
Yeah, I advertised with them too, and it didn't do squat for me.
I know.
And they bugged the crap out of me. I actually finally blocked them on the phone. I just...
I know, it's crazy.
And it's hard to block a big company because they have all these different
they have all the different
lines.
Or, yes, and they have that, what do you call it? Like, they call it friend, is it friend dialing or friendly dialing, where they'll use your same area code and prefix so it looks like somebody in your hometown.
Right, right.
I'm shocked and a little disappointed. Like, I almost feel...
isn't it DoorDash or something? Not DoorDash, but you don't want DoorDash in your car.
Probably not. Yeah, I'm driving on I-70. Bring me a cheeseburger.
Yeah, exactly. Meet me here at this intersection.
I don't know. I had to get that off my chest because I seriously am thinking about writing Subaru a note and say, hey, what are you guys getting from Yelp? Because they suck.
Yeah, Google's all I use. I mean, I can find a restaurant with Google, and I can actually order straight from Google a meal, and it will use Postmates. I've done it with...
I did not know that.
I've done it with Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
Yeah, it's one of Jim's favorite places.
Yeah, it used to be Cane's, Raising Cane's. I love Raising Cane's, but I really love Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
You know, we should add a donate button.
Yeah, so I can get some Tropical Smoothie Cafe. And it's not just because of the smoothies.
Don't they have a buy a gift card on there for a friend?
Oh, sure.
We should put that link on our podcast. See, it's sort of like buy the twins lunch.
Yeah. But I'd love the smoothies, but I really love the sandwich. I only have two sandwiches that I eat, which are the Super Green Caesar chicken wrap and the... And they took one of them off. They stopped making the Cali the Cali rap or whatever, the Cali Club.
The Cali Club. Club. Yeah, it was a
rap.
Had bacon on
it. It was a flatbread.
Flatbread, yeah. Yes.
Wow, I was so mad about that. I couldn't believe it.
Have you tried the Caribbean jerk chicken one thing?
No, but
it's a little spicy.
Yeah, that's the thing. I had something early on when I first found them. It was spicy. I'm like, wow. Because I don't do well with spicy. My plumbing doesn't like it.
and speaking of plumbing.
Oh, I knew it was coming.
Come on. You got to tell the listeners what's been going on.
So let's get some gift cards for, you know, the Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Anyway, so, plumbing. So life has been kind of interesting. My plumbing in my house, the drain. I'm not going to go to the whole story, but just it's being replaced. There were many canyons dug in my house throughout pretty much almost every room, and you know it's been interesting. But I will say I'm going to put a shout out to Red Beard Plumbing. That's my plumber.
Red Beard?
Yes, he has a red beard. Yeah,
has a red beard.
He's got a beard. Anyway, super nice guy, and he's got a great crew. And you know, I've told him this when I was over there the other day. we were walking in the house, and they had already done a lot of work, and it was about to pour cement in the holes. But I made a point to say, you know, even though the house looks like hell, it looks like it literally like it just is. I can't explain it. It's just terrible. But I said, even though it looks like hell, you guys have done a great job at being organized and you know, when they cut the holes, they made really, even the jackhammer, they made a really pretty precise holes, and it was squared off, and it wouldn't just willy-nilly jackhammer in the floor, you know?
Right.
And they put the pile of dirt in the middle of the room, which was a shock to the system. When you see a room and it's used to be a bedroom and now it's a pile of dirt, you know, it's just weird, with a shovel sticking in it, and there's this canyon in the room. Anyway, but it was done well. They didn't just throw shit everywhere, you know.
Right. They didn't make a complete mess.
It's a complete mess, but it was an organized. He said he called it organized chaos.
Organized chaos.
Yeah. So and he was appreciative of that. But interesting too is he owns an Airbnb, and he had me photograph the Airbnb for him, you know. Which was cool. But I forget. I think, well, they've done several things for me at the house, you know, toilets and sinks and that kind of stuff.
You've used them for a while.
I've used them a lot. And they see, like, I was actually doing a photo shoot one day, and they kept walking back and forth, you know, while I was doing, I don't think it was a headshot client. It was something else. And, because I have a studio in my house, if you didn't know. But, so anyway, they were making comments. It was fun. You know, we were messing around. I think I took a shot of one of them real quick. It was a blur, but anyway, it was a lot of fun. They're a fun crew. We always give each other a hard time. And I don't know where I was going with that, but anyway, the plumbing.
Shout out for
Redbeard Plumbing. Yeah, he does the Metro, you know, Oklahoma Metro. So that's what I'm going through right now. Fortunately, the insurance is helping out. But not all. I have to figure some stuff out with that. But we're probably looking at another 2 or 3 weeks putting it all back, you know.
God, man, I just can't imagine.
Yeah. And my brother really and sister-in-law live with me, and they're staying in a hotel. I'm staying at my kid's house. But that's about to end in a week, so
But
the house is livable.
It's a mess, but you know, you got your plumbing back.
Yeah, yeah. My son's going to lose... Well, anyway, my son's staying there. He has been this whole time. But,
right.
He's going to have to either sleep on the futon in my room like he's been doing, or he'll have to get out. So, anyway, that's just been a major, major thing. So I basically have been living with my kids, you know, and my ex-wife's staying with her boyfriend, and I'm staying there with the kids, and I had to move my computer, my clothes.
Right, because you still have to work.
I have to work, yeah, and I've got stuff over there. You know, it's just, you know, it's not convenient at all. And so I've gone to the house to pick things up numerous times. Fortunately, I'm 15 minutes away, but That's still 30 minutes. I got to deal with that. And I've got to have this. I've got to have that. Plus, you know, the camera gear that I've got to have for this shoot and da-da-da. I think I've got some stuff in her garage that's you know, it's convenient now.
But like a kit.
It's a kit, yeah. So, yeah, it is what it is, and it'll look nice, hopefully, later.
Yes, and I think it's going to look nice now that it's getting all fixed up. But we should tell the listeners what I think is absolutely hilarious.
What is that?
Your house is 1 year younger than you are. So yes. Maybe it might be time to get your plumbing checked.
Well, yeah, I did have my colonoscopy here not too long ago. Robert was present on that, I think. No, maybe it was it Robert?
Oh,
or?
No, it was me.
Yeah.
It was me. Remember I took photos?
Yeah. No, that was the one before. I think I got one.
You had another one?
I think I've had another one.
You didn't invite me?
I think I tried or something, but I don't forget.
I was going to invite you to my next one.
Maybe. No. It was you, because I think he told me to come back in 10 years instead of 5.
I think it was me.
Yeah.
I'll invite you to my next one.
Oh, God.
I have one coming up.
Okay.
I don't know the date yet, but, you know, and I'm with Integris, and they have that portal for clients you log into.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have to have the checks done for my kidney every month. And there's like, what does it say? It says colonoscopy checked, overdue. And then the other one is your prostate exam, overdue.
God.
And then there's another one on there.
I haven't had that in a while.
I can't remember what that is, but.
Well, honestly, I won't be able to go. I'll be able to take you, but I'll be in the car, remember, because of COVID.
That's right. That's right. Depending on what days they decide to do this, which I'm not. You know, I guess since you're asleep, you don't really know
if
they're sticking a 30-foot camera up your rear end, but it's the prep.
Yeah. My mom described it as like they're putting a garden hose through your system.
Yeah, dude. There. Oh my God, that's nuts.
I'm so glad I'm not awake to experience that. And you know, I've seen videos where doctors are working on people and no, not like that, but I've seen video. I know how the doctors treat a body when the body is out. It is just horrendous. It's like a freaking dummy laying there, and they're just they're not gentle at all.
Oh,
I think
God.
It was a breast implant thing or something, and or even what else did I see? A brain surgery or something. They're just like manhandling the head and I don't know. It's just mind boggling to me.
Jim, I don't know what videos you're watching, dude, but you need to piss.
Oh, that was years ago.
You need
man.
To put paws on them babies.
I watched them do a breast implant, and it was like it's like they were carving a damn turkey, man. They just cutting that skin and just shoving that. Oh God, it was terrible.
Oh my God. Well, listeners, thank you so much for being a part of our podcast. As you can see, Jim and I have not had a lot of close personal time recently. Actually, he came over and not do the podcast, and we sat here for like an hour and a half.
Yeah, we've been talking forever.
We've been talking about everything.
We thought we better record. So yeah, we've been on 23 minutes already.
Yeah, and we didn't want to go too long.
Yeah.
Now, next week, we do have Jason Pierce. Which
yeah, Jason is Pierce, local photographer.
Local photographer. He's a PhotoCon speaker.
Yep.
And, you know, we can talk about PhotoCon. PhotoCon has gone live, as most things have done this year.
Well, it's gone live. It's going to be virtual. It's going to be half and half, I think. Some of it's going to be in person, and some of it's going to be just
right. They're going to have a live event. So Eric Williams, the manager of the local Bedford Camera and Video
in Oklahoma City,
I did get some clarification just to make sure that our listeners have that. So it's going to be broadcast live from the Aloft Hotel downtown Oklahoma City. We're going to have approximately 30 to 40 people in attendance. The speakers will have an opportunity to invite who will be in attendance. We have to have a very small footprint because of the limitations inside the hotel. And if you have a ticket, if you currently have a PhotoCon ticket, you will have access to the PhotoCon live event, which will have roughly 40 videos from speakers and vendors that are very instructional. And you will get a free ticket to 2021 PhotoCon.
Mm.
Now, 2021 PhotoCon is still scheduled for March of next year.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, if you do not have a PhotoCon ticket, you can still purchase those. The cost is $99, but if you use our VIP code, and the code is VIP for the PhotoFX podcast people, you'll get it for $79.
Ooh, okay. That's cool.
I'm going to be exact. It's $79.99. Okay? So it marks it down from $100 to $80. And we're still going to have the in-person photo walk on Thursday night that I'll be leading the Envoy photo walk, which would be pretty awesome. However, if you purchase your ticket now, because you don't have one, use the VIP code, VIP, like, you know, very important podcaster.
Person.
Yeah,
right.
Okay. For $79.99, you will get a choice of PhotoCon in Oklahoma City or a ticket to Photo Expo in Little Rock.
Okay.
And, of course, you'll get the live link with the 40 videos.
Oh.
So that's going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
So just so people know, let me give you just a rough running down of what we have going on for the live stream on Friday, October 16th. We're going to have Lauren Migley, Transforming Creative Shortcomings into Superpowers. We're going to have Jason Pierce, which he's going to be on our podcast next Monday night, and he'll be talking about his Chasing Light. You'll have some guy named Robert Trawick. Yeah, and I'm going to do my presentation on hard light shooting, and I don't know how I'm going to be able to do this live and actually shoot, but I'm trying to work out those details.
Hey, we'll figure it out, dude.
We'll figure it out.
Because we've done some hard
stuff. Oh, yeah. We did the zoo for Jamie at Photoville. Yeah. And, man, we rocked it.
Yeah.
Leah Smethers is going to do top 10 tips for beginning wedding photographers. Martin McGrew is going to do a program that's probably the longest one we had so far. It's called, in my opinion, It Depends. Lessons learned from shooting, selling, and students. I like how
you longest title.
The longest title. Yeah. I'm sorry. Longest title. So Saturday, October 17th. Now, these are the live streaming schedule. So this is
the
not...
The other ones were in person?
Well, these are the live streaming. Live one. They'll okay. be in person since they're doing it live. You also have all the other videos from the PhotoCon speakers that will be available for you to watch. Mm. Okay? We're going to have Christian Bergman is the 2020 Vision. Andrew Green, Drone Photography for Everyone.
Ooh.
Okay? We're going to have Lou Renova, which is 405 Photos. He does all the work for Asian Farm Truck and the Outlaw stuff on the Discovery Channel. Living and Shooting in the Moment. And then we're going to have Matt Payne. Mm. Matt Payne is going to be Travel Pictures with Your Friends. Oh, Travel Pictures Your Friends Will Want to Look At.
Okay.
Okay. So that sounds pretty good. And then we're going to have recorded on-demand instructional videos from Alex Dugan, Mike Hearn, Jamie Cobb, Road Mites, which hopefully that's probably going to be Ryan White.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. Westcott, that'll be Brandon Hess, Tamron, Nikon, and Canon. So it should be really, really interesting and valuable. So if you don't have a ticket, consider purchasing one using the VIP code. And that way you can choose 2021, either Oklahoma City or Little Rock.
Cool. That's awesome.
So I think it'd be pretty fun. Because I'm ready to get back on the road, Jim.
Yeah? To go travel somewhere?
Well, I mean, like PhotoCon, Photo Expo.
Yeah.
I mean, they shut down Shutterfest. We were thinking about going to Shutterfest this year, remember? Because it was in St. Louis.
Yeah.
ClickCon in Chicago. I mean, man, 2020 was going to be my year.
Yeah.
And now it's COVID.
Man, I've seen a lot of funny memes about 2020.
Oh, yeah. Worst thing ever to buy in 2020? A day planner.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I actually bought like six for friends of mine.
Six? Oh, day planners?
Day planners, yes. Uh-huh. I have several friends that I try and kind of, you know, try and provide tools for them to live a better life. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to give a shout out to Passion Planner. I love those guys. They're amazing. I use the electronic stuff on my iPad. They have printed planters. They just came out with a new spiral bound planner that's really nice.
Did you buy it?
No, okay. I don't use the paper. I use electronic.
Shocking.
I use, you know, my calendar, my Todoist to kind of track my stuff. But I love the Passion Planner. I feel like it's a very well-made planner that helps you at the end of the week, end of the month, and end of the year focus on your goals and write in the planner, how did you do this week? Mm. What could you do next week to be better?
Okay.
So it has some really good stuff in there. So if you're considering a planner for 2021, go look at passionplanner.com. Maybe one of those will work for you.
Okay. So, yeah, we mentioned imaging earlier. So after PhotoCon is Imaging USA in January.
In January.
January 17th through the 19th.
Correct.
I'm sure they have some pre-con stuff, I think. Don't they?
I
don't
know. I know they had some pre... Didn't you not sign up for a pre-con class?
I did. No, that was for Texas School.
Oh, that was Texas School, yeah. Which Texas School went virtual as well.
Yeah, and I did not... I only attended Gary Hughes' pre-con.
How was that?
That was awesome. Loved it. It was great.
Did you see his new YouTube series?
I have, yes.
I am so jealous. They're good looking.
He always does everything very well.
I know.
You know?
I know.
So anyway,
it kills me.
So imaging, like we said, is going to be virtual. 80 plus educational sessions, including Bridge the Gap and Wedding Track classes. The Imaging Expo, including the latest and greatest gear and services. New opportunities to interact with speakers and fellow attendees. Awards ceremonies honoring our members' accomplishments. And here's where and this year's special price, $59. And it was $59 even when it was in Dallas, and I've already paid for it. But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I've heard that they are really doing it very high tech. I mean, they're not going to
really
slack on anything. They're not going to do the Zoom thing. They're going to do something like, because they're still going to have
spend some money.
They're going to still have the expo, you know, which is,
are they going to have a trade show?
It says the Imaging Expo, including the latest and greatest gear and services. I don't know how that's going to work or how that's going to look. But they have a keynote speaker, Sally Hogshead, Kaplan Mowbray. Those are the keynotes. But there's a lot of stuff. I mean, if you haven't heard about imaging, it's PPA, the Professional Photographers of America's conference. 10,000 or more people have attended this thing, and imagine now, that was 10,000 people in person. Imagine the viewing possibilities that the attendees.
Oh God, worldwide.
It's going to be worldwide. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's going to be crazy.
So,
do you think that some of these organizations are going to look at this as a way to have their conferences in the future?
I would imagine. I mean, I know there's got to be. I mean, look at Zoom. There's got to be some hefty or new brain person out there, some coder that's, you know, some team or something that's coming up with some crazy technology to make money. And they're you know, if you're not in on this, if you're a tech guy and you know that kind of stuff, you can make some money in the next, you know.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not already.
I think the world is definitely changing because of this.
Virtual stuff, a lot of home jobs, you know, people – building. I mean, even shooting real estate, I've seen a few renovations, converting rooms or whatever to offices, you know,
because more people are staying at home.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it's going to be good. So anyway, imagingusa.org, go there, check it out, register. Cause now one thing I will say, not to take away from the experience that imaging is going to have, me and Robert talked about this, but...
Oh, you going to throw me under the bus?
No. It's, you know, having a virtual conference, I've, you know, think about it, you know, a webinar. How many webinars have you done, right?
Oh, God, I don't even know.
So when you're at a webinar or you have some kind of thing like that and you're doing it at home, you have a tendency to get distracted or, hey, I got to go to the restroom, or then you get distracted on the way to the restroom or on the way back. And you know, you want to go eat something or whatever. There's all
right.
And that's the same thing with working from home, period. But, you know, it's hard for you miss out on a lot.
I think you miss out on the networking.
But trying to watch, that's why I didn't really do the Texas School. nothing against tech school at all. I mean, I get it. They have to do virtual, but it's just not the same. Not that it's not, not that it's not beneficial,
but it's you're missing the in-person connection.
Not just that, but it's, I didn't not attend it because of that. It was just, it's hard for me to focus. I'm kind of a ADHD kind of person, you know? And it's hard to stay focused on that. And it's like watching a video. You're just sitting here watching a YouTube video, kind of, you know, you just,
right.
And I tend to, you know, kind of doze off or
daydream
or get
sidetracked on another window.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, if you don't close every, it's hard to just focus and stay on task, period.
Yes, but if you're in a classroom with other people,
yeah,
it's a little bit easier.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Get on your phone and be rude or walk out of the room all the time? No, you're going to,
you're not going to be
you're Robert Trawick for sure. But anyway.
No, but really, I mean, that's the one thing that that I miss is the connection.
Yeah.
Is going to these things and seeing the people, the family environment. Mm-hmm. And I'm just using the word family,
sure.
But there's people you only see once a year at some of these events.
Mm-hmm.
And you show up and you go, oh my God, hey, I haven't seen you. Let's catch up. Let's grab a beer.
Yeah.
And you're making those social connections. I'm worried, and I'm probably totally off base, but I'm worried that all these, and I saw it happen a little bit to myself during the whole COVID when we were locked down, that, you know, we always talk about the younger generation that don't have any social skills
mm-hmm.
because they do everything online.
Right.
And then I found myself doing the same thing where, like, I wasn't leaving my house. So I'm ordering all my food on DoorDash. I got someone bring me a pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing my text messages. I don't even talk on the phone.
Right.
You know?
Me either.
And I'm just like, oh, my God, I'm becoming antisocial.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. Think about it. You know, we always complain about not just kids, but people in general staring at their screen.
Yeah, exactly.
What are we doing now?
We're staring
because
at the screen
of COVID.
A lot. Yeah.
We're getting on the screen to do Zoom meetings. We're, you know, those are helpful. Those are good. That's better than nothing at all.
It does have benefits, yes.
Yeah, but you just don't have that face-to-face interaction, you know?
Yeah, even though the face on the computer, you don't have the nuances of actually getting dressed, taking mm-hmm. a shower, getting
yep.
some clothes on,
yep.
going somewhere.
Exactly.
And experiencing different smells, different aromas, different people, different whatever.
Yeah, even if it's just the drive, getting out of the house and driving,
yes.
seeing things and seeing other, you know, the outdoor, you know, experiencing the world, experiencing the city, experiencing this or that, you know. Maybe you wave at somebody or maybe you smile at somebody on the way into the door. You hold the door open for somebody or
something.
Whatever. You know, like the other day, I didn't tell you this. The other day I was driving to Norman and get off the highway and a pickup in front of me had a whole bunch of, I think it was like 2x8s or something, wood, right?
Some
whole
kind of lumber of wood.
Lumber in the back of the pickup. Well, mm-hmm. I guess either the bed was down already or it came down and all the wood just comes tumbling out.
Oh, no.
So I don't see anything else except that and I pull over and put my flashers on. I didn't care if it was in the way or whatever. I got out.
You were going to help.
I got out to help. I did help, but there was like four or five other cars that got out and people, guys, just real quick. And those things were heavy as hell. I'm a skinny guy. I couldn't but do just one. I barely got two. I got two and bumped my, messed up my finger.
Did you try and be macho?
I did. There was three laying there and I got two and just left the other one and ran to the truck. And then another guy grabbed it, you know? So we got it done really quick. They were very appreciative. We got the thing done. There was no chit chat. We got it done and we were out of there because there was a line of cars trying to get to the light, right?
Right,
off
right.
of the on ramp, off the ramp, off ramp. So, anyway, it was. I did my good deed that day, but you don't get to experience that kind of stuff if you don't get out of the house.
No,
you know?
Dude, and you're not going to see stuff like that on Channel 4.
No, you're not. No.
Well, I mean, it happens.
You
so
might
quick
see it
too,
on TikTok or Facebook or something.
Maybe
Facebook.
You should. Maybe that could have made you TikTok famous.
I didn't have time. I was helping. You know?
But dude, I've done that before too.
Yeah.
I think I've stopped maybe once, and it was years ago. But anytime you're trying to help someone, if there's more people,
yeah,
you try and man up. because you see some young kid pick up like five or whatever, five bricks.
Exactly right.
And you're like, well, I can do that.
Yes.
And then when you're done, you go, oh, that was stupid.
Shit. Yeah, I scratched my finger like when I picked up the wood. I like scraped my knuckle underneath the asphalt. Oh,
because you're trying to go really fast.
Yes. Yeah, and I kept hitting the finger later on. But what else was I going to say? I forget what it was. But yeah, that was... that's crazy. Oh, like, you know, I don't do it often, but most of the time I'm in a hurry trying to get to my location or whatever. Right. And I go, I can't stop. Sorry. You know, if some guy, like, especially when it's snowing, you try to get somebody out of the snow or out of stuck. And, or I've seen people on the side of the road, not the people with their signs. I'm not that I have anything against that. It's just, I have my thoughts about that. But anyway,
you have your limits.
Yeah. And so, do you try not to make eye contact with those people?
Oh, I know, dude. I know.
I don't want to look at them because I'm sitting there trying to pay my own damn bills.
Okay.
And
you brought it up. I was going to try and cut us off, but you brought it up. So let's talk about it. Okay.
Okay.
Because I actually do this. It's a mind game of mine. And people that are close to me like you and they know that I look at opportunities. Like, if I ever became homeless, how would I survive?
Oh, dude, I think about that.
I know. So, like, realistically, these days, you can find potable water in, like, any bathroom. I mean, it wouldn't be, like, best, but you can go into a bathroom and you can fill up a canteen of water, right?
Mm-hmm.
The restaurants throw food out in the garbage can that, you know, at the end of the night. Yeah. Did you know that Panera donates all their unused bread at the end of the night to like the local shelters?
That's cool.
So there's places that you can eat. But I have to say, I'm sorry, that was a pass through on my phone. I have to say, Oklahoma City would not be my choice to be homeless. Like, it's harsh winters here and it's really hot in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
I would go close to the coastline. And you don't have anything. I mean, you got a backpack, a tent, and some shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Start walking and hitchhike north. Like, I would be migrating. I'd be a migrating homeless person. You know, like the I-40 corridor or I-35 up and down. I mean, on the beach, you could sleep under the stars.
Yeah.
I hate comfortable.
I hate the sand, though. I can't stand the sand.
I would hate being homeless. You know, that's just me. But if I had to, why not be someplace comfortable?
Right.
And you got nothing. And then I always have to analyze them when they come up with their signs. And I keep thinking, okay, that's good penmanship. You know what I'm saying? It's like, well,
Have you seen the one, why lie? I need some pot or marijuana.
I saw that in Colorado 2 years ago.
I've seen it here.
I saw it. Yeah. It was totally awesome. We went up there for a wedding in, I can't remember where it was now, someplace near Boulder. And the guy was on the side of the road, and he's like, why lie? I need money for pot.
Mm-hmm.
And, dude, I gave him $2.
Yeah.
I had to stop.
Why that one?
I turned around because I just figured the guy was being honest.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, what's tough is I haven't seen this very much. They got a dog, you know.
I've seen that.
The dog is there, and if it's really hot or whatever, I want to go get him some water just for the dog.
Right.
You know, but... Dude, I've seen so many times, I've seen people outing these people where they've got a nice car parked down the street.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, they go and get in their car and then drive home. It's like, you can't trust everybody, you know,
no,
all those people.
No,
you can't. You can't tell, you know, who's being honest or not, you know. You can't feed all of them.
One time I stopped, I was working at Kinko's. This is back in 2003, 2004. I was working at Kinko's, and they always would hang out at 240 in Penn or 240 in Western.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I went out and got myself some lunch, and it was just a hot, screaming day. Heading back to Kinko's, and there was this young kid there, and he had the sign, and I can't even remember what it said, but it was classic. Hey, looking for a job, can't find work, need money, have a family to feed. Something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
And I-40 has got those turnarounds. You can go underneath and make a quick turnaround. Yep. And I just felt compelled. I'm sitting here eating a burger, going back to a job with air conditioning.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I felt really bad.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I just felt like my heartstrings got tugged.
Yep.
I'm spinning around, and I'm going to give this guy a $5 bill. Spun around, drove past him. Roma went down. Now, mind you, this is at an intersection, right. So the light's green, and I'm stopping to give this guy money.
Uh-huh.
And he says, no, thank you, sir. You keep it. This is for a school project. I'm just seeing how many people will stop. And moves me on.
Oh, really?
And that right there told me that Jesus wants me to stay rich.
Well, that reminds me of something I did not too long ago, like recently. I went to a Walgreens, and there was a guy sitting outside. It was blistering hot that day, and he was sitting on a bench. I said, hey, man, what's up? You know, and he's like, hey, how you doing? He said, man, I really hate this, and I hate when they start that crap.
Yeah.
Because, you know, but he's like, man, I just really need a bite to eat. And that got me. I mean, he's not asking for money. He's not asking for money.
I'm just hungry.
He's not asking because of money, because he just came in town and his car's ran out of gas that shit. But, you know, it's like, okay, I'm going in here. I forget what I was doing, but I went in there to get something. I bought him some groceries. I bought him, you know, sandwich meat. I bought him bread. I bought something to drink, some water. I bought him a little snack and a candy bar, you know, and I gave him the bag, and he was like, man, thanks a lot. He's like, now I can get home. I can walk home. I got the energy. Now I can eat. And I was like, man, okay, good. Have a great day. I'm glad I could help you out, you know. So, yeah, that hit me there. I don't ever do that kind of stuff. Not ever, but I mean,
but
rarely.
For some reason,
yeah,
that day particularly hit you.
And he was a heavy dude too, so I thought, man, it's hot, and he's just not having a good day. Yeah. So,
well, Jim, if that happens to me, I hope you.
Yeah, I'll come buy you some snacks.
That's it. I'm already overweight, so make sure it's like extra large Snicker bars.
Oh, okay. So what about me? Because I'm always hungry. You always laugh at me because I'm always hungry.
No, what I laugh about you is you're always hungry because you never stop to eat. It's like you don't stop, and it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon,
yeah,
and you get on Vox, and you're like, dude, I haven't had anything to eat. I'm starving.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, why don't you stop at like noon?
You know what it is? Because I sleep in. My first appointment's usually at 9 or 10, and I'll get up, and then I do my thing, and then I eat breakfast, but then it's later in the morning, so by the time I'm hungry, it's always 2 or 3.
So you're already on the old man schedule.
Yes, yeah. No, old man schedule is go to sleep at 5.
Oh, yeah.
And then
they get
up at like 4.
Yeah, they're having dinner at 3 p.m.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, let's
all
get
right.
This thing shut off.
Okay, well, I can't believe we ran out.
I can't either. That's crazy.
Stories from the twins. All right, well, good. So, next week we have Jason Pierce. I'll resend the email out to all of our PhotoCon speakers to see who else we get on our list. And don't forget to check out PhotoCon. And use the code VIP to get your tickets for $79.99 and a choice of your ticket for next year. I think that's it.
That's it.
And we'll mention Redbeard Plumbing.
Yeah.
I guess if he gets old and it goes white, he's going to change the name.
Whitebeard Plumbing.
Whitebeard Plumbing.
No, he'll just hand it down. Some, I don't know.
Maybe he'll dye it.
Maybe.
That'll be a good thing.
Well, thanks, listeners. We love you. Mean it.
Yeah, go review us on iTunes.
That was your cue to say, bam, close it out.
Oh, sorry. Which one is it?
It's the last, the bottom right.
This one? Yep. Okay. All right.
Ta-ta.
Take care.
Hey, thanks for listening. You can find Jim at jimfelder.com and Robert at treywickimages.com. Send us an email at twins@photofaxpodcast.com or voicemail at 405-585-6337.
Check out our YouTube PhotoFax channel for weekly tips and tricks. Visit our Facebook page for news and discussion. Please help others find this podcast by reviewing us on iTunes. We really appreciate your support.